This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. It's 9:18 a.m. Thursday, the 6th of May. And before we get into some corporate earnings that we've seen, let's just take another quick look at the KLCI, how it's doing so far.
KLCI is still very much in the... Yeah, still very much in the red. Yes, 0.3%.
Still very much in the nope.
In the nope. That's a technical term if you weren't sure. The FBM KLCI is 1,571 points right now, down 0.3%. Year to date, down 3.44%.
All right. And now taking a look at the fact that corporate earnings season is here, with earnings expected to be mixed as a result of the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy, some are expecting glove makers, healthcare, as well as tech players to continue to post strong earnings. But on the flip side, some expect construction and property sectors to be affected negatively amidst the rising raw material costs. So how could the rest of this earnings season shape up? And what are some potential implications of the recently announced MCO 3.0. For more on this, we're speaking this morning with Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer for ASEAN Equities and Principal Asset Management. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us today. Now, before we go into the expectations on the local earnings season, what's your take on global corporate earnings so far?
Hi, morning everyone. I hope you can hear me. I think so far it's been a fantastic corporate earnings season, particularly in the US. 87% of the S&P 500 companies have beat estimates, which is a big surprise. But having said that, I think we are coming from very low expectations, from a very low base of last year when the pandemic first hit us. But generally speaking, I think it's been a very, very good positive trend in terms of earnings revisions in the US.
So you expect the S&P and Dow to chart new highs this year?
It already has. So time will tell whether this will continue. But I think there has been a form of rotation happening in the marketplace, where sector leadership has started to change. Last year itself, as you know, the stay-at-home plays, the FANGs have done very, very well. Of late, it is basically under pressure a little bit. And I think with the reopening and with the COVID being addressed in the US much better than the rest of Asia, for example, I do think that with the impending fiscal policy as well, the economy continues to chug along very, very nicely. And hence, I do think that corporate earnings continue to be on the uptrend.
Right. Now, Patrick, let's take a quick look at the region before we go local again. The regional equities have been on the volatile side of things, taking cues from the U.S. markets. Are market dips, do they provide an opportunity to bottom fish, or is it perhaps time to turn defensive on the regional level?
I don't think we should turn defensive yet. I think, I think put things in perspective, right? Where the reverberations in the marketplace is mainly in Hong Kong, China, particularly on A shares and the HA market, where we've seen the markets having done so well, people have been taking money off the table. Secondly, I think to put things in perspective, in Asia itself, sector leadership is starting to change as well. Typically, we have been moving towards a lot into the technology sector. Korea, Taiwan has outperformed. Of late, it started to underperform. But I do think the technology sector continues to be a growth area that investors need to think about, particularly in the 5G era, as well as the advent of EV cars and so forth, right? So I think, having said all that, I think it is a great opportunity for customers to go out there and bargain if you need to think about a longer-term perspective.
But beyond tech, Patrick, what sectors are you watching regionally?
We basically have decided that we want to position our portfolios on a more diversified basis rather than just beyond just technology and healthcare that we've been positioned much last year. I think the sectors that we've been adding on to are basic materials, in commodities, whether they are in aluminium or in energy space, and to a certain extent also in the industrial area, where we think with the advent of the fiscal stimulus in the US, most of these sectors will do fairly well.
And coming back to Malaysia, could you summarize the earnings so far this season?
The earnings season is still on the early stages in Malaysia. I think less than 10% of companies, I recall, have just reported. But having said that, so far, it hasn't been too bad. I think if I look at Bloomberg estimates, 67% of the companies have beat estimates. But having said that, it's really only about less than 9 to 10% of the companies in Bursa that has reported. I think we are in between now and the month end in the peak of earnings reporting. So far, I think the guidance is what I'm looking out for. And I think the guidance from some of the companies, particularly healthcare, is a bit more muted. And therefore, I think that's where the pressure will be on the KLCI.
Beyond the healthcare, a bit of it being muted there, Patrick, what other expectations, what else are you watching for the rest of the earnings season?
Basically, I'm looking out for the banking sector, which is the largest portion of the KLCI. I'm hoping that essentially, I've talked about this before, that I think the guidance on loan loss provisions hopefully will be lower, and therefore it would then impact the bottom line. Secondly, I think in terms of the guidance, in terms of loans growth and all that, I think it'd be interesting to see, particularly in an environment where we are now entering into MCO 3.0 in Klang Valley. And so that's the things that we need to watch out for.
So speaking of MCO 3.0, are you altering your investment strategy in light of this new announcement and as well as delays in phase 3 of the vaccination program?
Short answer, no. I think we're watching the markets. I think it's still fairly early days in MCO 3.0. What I'm really hopeful for is that the vast part of the population gets vaccinated, the number of cases will start to drop, and that will present itself into our strategy towards the reopening place, where we think that at some point in the second half of this year, once we're able to control this pandemic a little bit better, then we should start to think about recovery. And that's basically what the developed markets are pricing in. If you were to take the cue from the US or Europe itself, particularly in the UK, when you actually start to control the pandemic, the economy does bounce back very, very fast.
Now, Patrick, beyond the healthcare sector and the gloves and all of that, what's your take on the tech and semicon sector in Malaysia? It's done very well on an on-year basis. We're seeing the semiconductor shortage across the globe. What are your general views on the sector?
I think when you think about tech, there's very different parts of tech, right? So I think on the semicon space, I think we're still fairly positive on that. Beyond that, I think there are a lot of other sectors out there which I think have gone surpass its normal valuation. Some of the stocks have gone, are in fairly overvalued territory. That's really where we want to be avoiding. But I do think, generally speaking, if you take a longer term view, I think the technology sector is something that we cannot avoid. It's a major growth area in the Malaysian market, and hence I do think that we'll probably be buying on dips.
So Bank Negara Malaysia is meeting today. What are your expectations for the OPR?
Our view is that I think they will stay pat. I don't think they will raise or cut.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Patrick. That was Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer for ASEAN Equities at Principal Asset Management. Staying pat is his expectation for BNM's meeting, which is happening later today. So we'll be keeping a close watch on that as well. We've spoken with other analysts who are also saying that, you know, maybe they're not really expecting very much out of BNM this time round. There's some, you know, Patrick mentioned a couple of other things, including some of the sectors that he's watching regionally, including things like materials, commodities, industrial as well. And here locally, it's also the banking sector.
Yeah, so but the rubber glove makers appear to be under some pressure. But just looking at Supermax's earnings, net profit for the third quarter ended March 2021 came in at 1 billion ringgit, which is 2% lower than the preceding quarter. On a year-on-year basis, the group's net profit surged 14 times and its quarterly revenue jumped fourfold to 1.94 billion ringgit. But on a quarter-on-quarter basis, Supermax's quarterly revenue fell 3%.
Yeah, there was a loss of production output in February at some Meru plants due to detection of COVID-19 cases among workers, hence forcing a temporary closure. For the cumulative three quarters ended March 2021, Supermax net profit soared 23 times to 2.85 billion ringgit as compared to a year earlier, while its revenue surged four times to 5.3 billion ringgit, but it doesn't look like the stock market is liking this very much. Supermax Corp is down 7.9% this morning to 5.13 ringgit. On a year-to-date basis, it is down 14.6%, and on a three-month basis, around 23%. That said, though, still in the green, very much in the green on a one-year basis. On a 12-month basis, it is up 271%. Jumping over to the analysts covering this stock, there are 10 of them, and they are all buys with a 12-month blended consensus target price here of 7 ringgit 63 cent. Last price 5.13. That's a blended return potential here of 48.7% based on these estimates.
Now, Supermax has said that glove prices have dropped by between 15 to 25%, and the spot market prices are also lower than the contracted prices because of all the new companies jumping on the glove making bandwagon, as well as the fact that existing companies have also been increasing their capacity. So certainly something to watch out for there. But we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin now, and then after that, ringgit and cents. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.